Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. You woke us up. Hallelujah. We call on your mighty holy name this morning. Hallelujah. Your faithful name, your holy name, your righteous name, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We bless you this morning. We come to honor you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to honor you as Father. We come to honor you as Shepherd. We come to honor you as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you, Lord. We come with grateful hearts this morning to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you this morning. Oh, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you are righteous, holy, and faithful. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us. Hallelujah, with a pure heart. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning for what you've done, what you're going to do. Amanine yeke orididiyaka shedididiyoko. Oh, we thank you this morning for what you've done, what you're about to do. Have your way. We surrender all this morning, all to you. All to Jesus we surrender. All to you we freely give. We surrender all. Yes, Lord, we surrender even that thing we don't want to give up. We surrender that to you too, Lord God. We surrender everything to you today. Everything we surrender to you this morning, O God. You are our shepherd, our Lord, and our King. Ain't no God great like you. Ain't no God holy like you. Ain't no God mighty like you. You are holy. You are righteous, King. You are faithful. Oh, you're faithful. Your faithfulness does not go unnoticed. Hallelujah. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. What a faithful friend you are. Ain't no God like you. No God can compare to you, oh God. No God great and mighty like you. No God holy like you, oh God. Have your way this morning. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Have your way on Bible Story Land as it is Children's Day. Have your way today in all of us. B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, basic instructions before leaving the earth. That's what we need. We got to read the word, study the word, obey the word, eat the word, live according to the word of God. That's how we that have his mark upon us live. We live. Oh, yeah, we live and move because of our God, our mighty God. You know, the word of God says in Psalms 127, 3 through 5, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. So we thank God for the blessed ones, the children. Yeah, the children, the gifts that God gave us. It's Children's Day on Bible Story Land. We are grateful for the children this morning. We are grateful that God, you know, he's the one that birthed the fathers and the mothers and the children. What a mighty God we serve. He thought of everything. He didn't leave nothing out of his plan. He has a righteous plan, a holy plan. Yeah, he has a plan for you. He didn't leave you out. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yes, he did not leave you out. He has a mighty plan, a holy plan. He is faithful, 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 faithful is our God. He is a faithful Father. He's faithful in all his ways. He does not come slack nor short of his promises. He knows them. He knows every promise he made to you. Yes, you. He will always keep his promises. He's not fickle. He ain't slack on his promises. Whatever he promised shall come to pass. It's Children's Day on Bible Story Land. So we are calling on a mighty woman of God from Paducah, Kentucky, to say a prayer for the children this morning and their families. Good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How you doing?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. Listen to this. We're having a prayer breakfast this morning. One of the organizations here in Paducah is having a prayer breakfast at my church, so we're going to be praying all morning, but I'll be glad to pray for the children.
Amen.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for waking us up and allowing us to see this beautiful day. Now, Lord, before I ask for anything, Lord, I thank you for what you've already done. I thank you for the precious children that you've given to us, Lord. Lord, you thought we were good enough to raise the children. We thank you for that. So, Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing on all the children, all the young people, Lord. Lord, I ask you to build a hedge of protection around them, Lord, so that no hurt, harm, or danger will come to them, Lord. Lord, we are so grateful, so thankful for our children, Lord. So, Lord, we're asking for a special blessing, Lord. Lord, bless them, keep them, touch their minds, Lord. Lord, only let them be around people who will promote them and be a positive influence to them, Lord. And then, Lord, all the grown-ups who come in contact with our children, we ask, Lord, that they will be godly people, Lord, that they will be God-fearing people, Lord, that they will lead our children in the way that you would have them to go, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful. We are so grateful today. Lord, continue to bless our children. Continue to keep them, Lord. Continue to cover them, Lord, with your blood, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, knowing that when we call on your name, you hear us. You come to see about us in a hurry. We thank you for that. Lord, we just ask a special blessing on our children. Bless them and keep them in your care. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. No weapon formed against us or our families will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment we condemn. We are established in righteousness, and oppression is far from us. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Excuse me. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We're redeemed from poverty. We're redeemed from sickness. We're redeemed from spiritual death. We overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Your word is true. Your word is always, always true. We praise you this morning, oh God. We thank you for Bible Story Land. We thank you for the children that are on this morning. We thank you for blessing them and their families. Hallelujah. Well, this morning, oh God, we are so grateful for the children who are on with us this morning. We are grateful for every child who's come on. Hallelujah. Yep, hallelujah. We got a special song this morning for one of our children and an adult. They had a special day on Friday and a special day. You know those special days that we have. They come up. So we are thankful this morning for what the Father's doing in all of us. You know he's moving mighty. God is a great God now. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He don't make no mistakes. When he birthed you into the world, you were not a mistake. When he birthed your children, they were not a mistake. He birthed your parents, they were not a mistake, and neither are you. It's a special day today.
Hello, everybody. This is the time to sing songs and celebrate. Now, let's go!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. God Almighty bless you. God Almighty keep you safe. God Almighty makes your heart desire. In Jesus' mighty name.
happy birthday this morning to Zacchaeus. He turned 13 on Friday. Oh, my God. He's officially a teenager. He's no longer a child, but he's not yet an adult. He still has to have supervision, parental supervision. And it takes a whole village. So we thank God. We say happy birthday to Zacchaeus Baker. We say happy birthday to Kira Singleton. Her birthday is today. So we say happy birthday to both of you. They go to church with me. I go to church with them at one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And you know what? We are so grateful for birthdays. So we say happy birthday to them. Well, you know, this morning is Children's Day. We have a young one on with us this morning and her mother. They're going to sing. So let me locate them right here on Bible Storyland this morning. They're going to be singing this morning songs unto the Lord. Yep, her mother is Tyson and she is Skyden. Hold on, I'm looking for their numbers here. Hold on to put them on so I can put them on live this morning. I thank God for them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know God is so good. He is so faithful to us, and he loves every one of us. Oh, no, he don't choose favorites. You know, I used to tell y'all I was his favorite, but, you know, I just love to say that. But you are, too. God favors you. So this morning we have on with us Tyson, Minister Tyson. She's a minister of music. Good morning, Minister Tyson. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you. How are you and your daughter, Skyden?
We are blessed. Thank
you. All right. What are you this morning?
We're going to sing, "Oh, Give Thanks Unto the Lord," and "Yes, Jesus Loves Me."
Okay.
Right.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is. For he is good. For he is good. Yes, he is good. He is good, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones that you belong, we are weak, but he is strong.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, Skyden. How you doing?
Good.
Good. How old are you now?
5.
5. You catching up with me, girl? Happy. Oh, my God. You are such a great blessing on Bible Storyland. We love to hear you and your mom sing, but particularly you. Hallelujah.
Bless
you, Scott. Are you going? You going today to do a performance? You going to music lessons, or where are you going?
Music lessons. Church.
Okay. What are you going to do there?
I'm going to be singing in Chinese this morning, in Mandarin. They're going to be singing some songs for the Chinese New Year.
Oh my God! In Chinese.
Yes.
Amen. Well, mother and daughter, I really appreciate you. I thank God for you. Thank you all for taking this special time to come out. I know you got a busy schedule, but we love you, and we say thank you for coming on Children's Day, pressing your way. God bless you.
Thank you for coming.
Love y'all. Bye-bye. All right. Well, this morning we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on. She's going to sing a song of praise, and right after that, her cousin is going to be singing. So we thank God for them this morning. Good morning again, Pastor Donna Hawkins.
Good morning, Minister G. God bless you. This is I Love You, Lord, today.
I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me. It's such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me. In such a special way, that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me, way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with
amen, amen. Yes, our hearts have to be filled with praise. We got to continually praise him. Thank you, Pastor Donna Hawkins. Is it snowing in Paducah?
No, ma'am. It's 40 degrees. It's not bad today.
Okay.
40.
All yes. Right. Well, thank God for Kentucky weather today.
Yes.
Well, love you, woman of God. Look forward to talking to you soon. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Bless you all. So our prayer breakfast as well. Thank God for you coming on. All right, Jackie Travis is on Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G. Everybody sound like they're doing okay. I'm doing okay. I got the news that Uncle James Young died, which is my sister's uncle, but we call him our uncle too. Pray for the Young family, his daughter Kathy and Mary. That's our cousins and his wife. I mean, his wife has passed. Pray for them, please. And I wish I could go to that prayer breakfast with them.
I know it.
But today is Children's Day. Thank God for the children.
Yes.
I'm going to say, yes, Jesus loves the little children.
All right.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Amen. Yes, indeed. He does love the children of the world, and we give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We love him more today because he's such a great father. He's taking good care of us. Thank you so much, Jackie. Give baby Ava a hug for me. How old is baby Ava now?
She is 1 year old. She's some kind of month. My daughter told me 14 months, 13, however they go by those months.
All right. Amen. She's growing. Thank God. Well, you know, it takes a whole village to raise a child. We thank God for the village on Bible Storyland. We thank God for the seniors who come on, even on Children's Day, to support the children. We got one more song right now from the oldest. Oh, my God. She is a young woman. She lives in Appling, Georgia. Soon to be 98 next month. Mother Ludell. Good morning, Mother Ludell.
Good morning to everybody. How everybody doing?
Doing great. Thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing a little hoarse. You hear that. But other than that, I'm doing very well.
Amen. Amen. What are you going to sing this morning?
This Little Light of Mine.
Amen.
All right. This little light of mine, you know, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, you know, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, you know, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, you know, I'm going to let it shine. Well, everywhere I go, you know, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my church, you know, I'm going to let it shine. All in my church, you know, I'm going to let it shine. Well, it's all in my mature, you know. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, you know. I'm gonna let it shine, you know. All in my home, oh yeah. I'm gonna let it shine. Well, it's all in my home, you know. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, you know, I'm gonna let it shine, you know. Everywhere I go, well, I'm gonna let it shine, well, it everywhere I go, you know. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, you, I'm gonna let it shine, you know. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, it, this little light of mine, you know, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, oh yeah, let it shine.
Amen, amen. We're gonna let our light shine everywhere we go. In the church,
yes.
In the neighborhood, in the schools, everywhere we
yes.
go. Let that light shine. Thank you so
yes.
much, Ms. Udell. She lives in Applin, Georgia. Thank
yes,
God
ma'am.
For her. That upcoming birthday, we're looking forward to 98 years, whatever the Lord
well,
say.
I'm looking forward now, but you know, I thank God for right now.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I thank God for right now. Be about,
Amen.
Be about 3 weeks maybe.
Yes,
but I'm
ma'am.
Still hoping and praying, but I still got now. That's right. I got
Amen.
Now, right? This morning, I got it.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you, Mother Liddell, coming on Saturday mornings, especially
yes,
on Children's Day. We appreciate you. Well, we have
All
one
right.
more, one baptism church on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida, with our pastor, Pastor Jewel Baker. We thank God for her. We thank God for the children. You know, we welcome the children from One Lord. Oh, my God, they are awesome, awesome children. Well, this morning we have Joshua Hogan. He's going to read the scripture this morning. Good morning, Joshua. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sister G. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right. How old are you now, Joshua?
10 years old, almost going on 11 in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of birthdays. All right. All right. Okay, go right ahead. Read the scripture. We appreciate you.
I will be coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 12 through 14. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many are as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God.
Amen. Thank you for the word. God honors his word above his name. So we thank God for the word, Joshua. We appreciate you. You're a great reader. He's a very, very smart young man. So I thank God for him being in my life, too. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we have Sir Isaac Singleton on with us. He's going to sing a song this morning. Oh, my God. We have talented children at One Lord, One Faith. And Sir Isaac and Joshua Hogan, they are two of the children. So good morning, Sir Isaac. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Good to hear you. How old are you?
I'm 10, and I'm going to be 11 on April 2nd.
Wow. Y'all catching up with me. Hallelujah. All right. What are you going to sing this morning, Sir Isaac?
I'm going to sing I Just Want to Praise You.
Okay.
I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for that song. Hallelujah. He has a strong, powerful voice. Oh, I thank God for him, for his family. Today is his mother's birthday. Hallelujah. So I thank God for Takira Singleton, his mother. She's a mighty woman of God. She teaches the children at One Lord. We thank God for her. I'm looking for Pastor Baker. Are you on, Pastor Baker? All right, Josh, Zach Baker, are you on? All right, I'm going to ask Joshua, would you ask your parents to call Pastor Baker and Zacchaeus Baker for me?
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. All righty. Well, I thank God for you all this morning. You know, it's Children's Day on Bible Storyland. I'm telling you, the Lord loves children. He loves children. Oh, my God. He gave children as gifts to their parents, and we are so grateful, grateful for all the things the Lord's doing for our children. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the children before you this morning in every continent, Lord God, but particularly in America, Lord. Our children are going through many trials, many things, oh God. You already know the path that you have them on, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for saving those children that are not saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the children all over the world. All over the world. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, everything you are about to do on their behalf. We bless you this morning. We honor you. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for everything that you're doing, everything you are going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your mighty high hand, your holy right arm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for life, health, and abundance, life and strength. We thank you for what you've done, what you're about to do. Hallelujah. Have your way, oh God. We bless you this morning. We honor you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. Well, we do have our pastor on with us this morning. I'm sorry I didn't get your number at first, but I got you now. So good morning, Pastor Baker.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was looking all over for the number. I apologize.
That's okay.
All righty. We thank God for you. Well, you know, the word is written in the heart of our speaker today. Friday was his birthday. He turned 13, which is a significant age for a young person. They are not children anymore, but I thank God they're not yet adults. So Zacchaeus Baker is our speaker this morning. He's very gifted and talented. His grandmother, our pastor, Pastor Jewel Baker, like Timothy's grandmother and his mother and his father, they trained him up in the way that he should go. And I tell you what, Zacchaeus is tall in the natural. I have to look up to him. And don't you know he's tall in the spirit? I thank God he's a mighty man of God, and he's faithful to the ministry. We thank God for the faith. You know, he's accomplished much in his young life. He's a singer. Oh, my God. He sings to the glory of God. He sings so, oh, my God. He has a great singing voice. He prays. He leads the collection and tithes, the offering. He sings on the praise team with the children, with the adults. I thank God that God has instilled so much into him. So we are thankful this morning for our speaker, Zacchaeus Baker. Good morning, Zach. How are you?
I'm good, Sister G's. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to hear your voice. Happy birthday again. You catching up with me?
Thank you.
All right. We're ready for you to bring the word this morning. Thank God for your patience.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so my title for today is Defining Our Identity. And when I'm talking about our identity, it's who we are in Christ. And, like, when we think about it in the natural, like who we are with, or how tall we are, what's our gender, or anything like that. So the gift of being yourself, define identity as who we experience ourselves to be. The I each of us carry within, often we feel the pressure to define ourselves through our jobs, financial status, success, grade, appearance, and what other people say about us, and other many means. We must know how God sees us. The passages about identity in the Bible is found in Ephesians 1 and 3 through 14. So, in the passage, Paul addressed the church in Ephesus, explaining the new identity given to a person when they are in Christ. According to Ephesians 1, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. We have been chosen, adopted, redeemed, forgiven, grace, and unconditionally loved and accepted. We are pure, blameless, and forgiven. We have received the hope of spending eternity with God. And we are in Christ, as these aspects of our identity can never be altered by what we do. So in 1 Peter 2 and 9, it says, but we are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you of out of darkness into the marvelous light. We are chosen by God as his very own, and we have been called to present him to others. In John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Through faith in Christ, our new birth changes us from the inside out. All that we welcome Jesus Christ, our Lord, of their lives are reborn spiritually, receiving new life from God. In order to live out of the fullness of our new identity in Christ, we must determine what is hindering us from doing many times a false belief as wedge itself between how God defines us and seeing ourselves in some light. In order to fight against false beliefs, we must discover the exact belief we are allowing to form our identity. In Ephesians 1, some false beliefs we may live out of are rejected instead of accepted, in bondage instead of redeemed, under the law instead of covered by grace, and feeling like an orphan instead of adopted. So the last scripture I'm going to read before I close out is Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are a man's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ unto God's work, which God hath before and ordained that we should walk in them. That's all I have for today, Sister G.
Amen. That was a powerful word. Oh, my goodness. Defining our identity, who we are in Christ, and that is very vital and important today because many people don't know who they are, especially in Christ. But like Zacchaeus said, we are in 1 Peter 2:9, we are a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a holy nation. We were chosen by God. So I love that message he gave. I tell you, he's very talented now. He sings, prays, speaks the word. Oh, my God. And he has the gift of organization. He has an organized mind. He's very brilliant, very, very brilliant young man. He's far above, you know, his peers, like Daniel and his friends. He's a young man of wisdom. And I thank God he's made wise choices in his life. He's chosen to be a child of the Most High God. So I thank God for his grandmother who's on with us this morning, possibly his mother and father and sister and brother. It's an awesome family. All right. We thank God for that word. Pastor Baker, we'd like you to say some words of encouragement this morning.
Amen. Good morning, saints. We bless the name of the Lord, for God is good and his mercies endure forever. We thank God for that word, and I thank God for knowing who I am and know who I belong to. It's important that our young people in now time, in this dispensation of time, that they know who they are and they know who they belong to. Amen. I can't say that enough. It's so much peer pressure with our children. Amen. The enemy is trying to rob them of their identity. Amen. But we know who we belong to, and we know who we are in Christ. Amen. We are adopted into the royal priesthood. Amen. And that says a whole lot. Amen. We have a biological parent, mother and father. Amen. But we have a spiritual father. Amen. That gave his life that we may have a right to the tree of life. And I bless the name of the Lord. Amen. There was a time, amen, when I was a teenager, I didn't know who I were. I didn't know who I belonged to. Amen. And so it's important that our young people don't get caught up, amen, in false teaching. Don't get caught up in these beliefs, these false beliefs. Amen. Amen. We've been redeemed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. As Zacchaeus said, we've been redeemed. We know who we are. We've been rejected, but instead of accepted, we know that's by the enemy. The enemy rejected us, but God accepted us. Amen. We're not no longer in bondage. Amen. But we've been redeemed. And so we're no longer under the law, but we're covered by grace. Oh, my God. So when we feel like we don't know who we are, amen, the enemy make us feel like an orphan. But when we are in Christ, we have been adopted. Amen. And so I bless God because children need to know who they are and who they belong to. God bless you all. I thank God, Sister G, for you, and I thank God for what God is doing through you and in you. Amen, amen. So bless everyone on the line this morning. We tell God thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much, Pastor Jewel Baker. Hallelujah. One Lord, one faith, one baptism church. He's a mighty pastor of the word. I thank God for her shepherding us on the path. She's checking us in the spirit, making sure we ain't slipped off the path. I thank God for her. Thank God for the ministry, for the children that came on, for the parents. We are blessed. Hallelujah. Every time they come on, we are so blessed. So I thank God for Children's Day. Thank God for blessing each one of you. And you know what? God is in the saving business. He said he don't want not one person lost, not one. So we who are of the light, you know, those peculiar people, those people, Lord God, like Zacchaeus talked about, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a holy nation, we got to get the word out there. We got to say, are you saved? Are you set free? Are you delivered? God is calling you today. So if there's anyone on here who's not saved, we ask you to press 1. I'm going to open up all the lines anyway. You don't really have to press 1. I'm opening all the lines. So. I did that earlier, open up all the lines. So. All the lines are open. Is there anyone who's not saved? Well, we thank God for salvation. Now, let me tell you, once you're saved, you're not always saved. Many people slip off the path. So you got to repent. If you slipped off, you backslid, you got to come back to God. Anybody backslidden? We got people on here who pray for you. We thank God for you all. Well, deliverance come. I thank God for Pastor Baker. She's been talking about on Wednesday nights, teaching us about deliverance. Deliverance comes through faith and obedience. You got to have faith in God. And you can't just talk the talk. No, you got to live and walk according to God. So I thank God for the teaching. We got to be faithful and obedient to God and move forward in God. We don't want to be stagnant. We don't want to be still sitting on the bench for 200 years. No, we got to roll up our sleeves and work while it's yet day. So I thank God for each of you. I love you all so much. It is now prayer time on Bible Story Land. We're thanking God. You know, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I thank God, you know, for effectual fervent prayers. We got to pray daily. You know, I hear some people say, well, I don't know how to pray. I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about adults. I don't know how to pray. Oh, my God, you better get with some people who know how to pray so you can learn. Because God said, call on me in the morning. Call on me in the noontime, in the nighttime. When you call on me, I'll answer. So you got to call on his name. You can't just, you know, I mean, I can understand if you're not saved, but those people who are saved, you got to call on God. There are people who are not saved, call on God. So we got to call on him because we're his children. And he loves to hear us call his name. Yeah, we got to call his name like never before. So it's prayer time. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins. We're going to be praying for her and her church. She's the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. We thank God for her coming on. You know, she has many things to do, but we thank God that she takes the time to come on and you know, sing songs and encourage us in prayer. We thank God we have intercessors on with us this morning. You know, I depend on the intercessors because God is telling me many times all the intercessors to pray. So that's who I'm calling on this morning. I thank God for the intercessors that are on with us this morning. We have Prophetess Lawson from Jacksonville, Florida, on with us this morning. I'm going to ask her to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, but before she does, is there anyone else who needs prayer this morning? Prayer time. I got all the lines open. All right. We're going to be. Go ahead.
I said this is Ernestine, but after I heard silence, I guess the only thing I was reading, and it's children's, since you said it's Children's Day. Yes. I guess Kim Daniels' sister lost her son. And so we just want to pray for bereaving families today also. Especially mothers who lost sons. I mean, children, not just sons, but daughters too. But, yeah, there's hurting parents.
Yes. Well, would you pray for that now?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift that, Lord God, parents, oh God, that has lost their child, oh God. And we, Lord God, even as Hannah prayed, that did not have a child, there's a hurt, there's a pain, there's a point, oh God, that you have created us, Lord God, to be mothers and fathers, oh God. You've created mankind to have a desire to rebirth and give birth, oh God, to life, oh God, as you had ordained. And so therefore, Father, I lift up those who have felt your need for children, God, who felt your need, oh God, that not only should we have children, but we should give them back to you. So, Father, we come against the spirit of murder, the spirit of death, the spirit of suicide, oh God, the spirit of depression that leads children to commit suicide. We come against unattended accidents and premature death. We cancel the plan of the adversary, Lord God, to kill our young people, Lord God, and to cut their life off short, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, now for your glorious hand to rest upon those parents, oh God, that have lost their love, their children, oh God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, oh God, to cover them, be a shield around them, protect them, Lord God. Father, send those around them, Lord God, that may encourage them, that they may not go in a state of depression. And Father, we lift up those, Lord God, in the ministry, Lord God, that has lost their sons and daughters, oh God, that are struggling, oh God, even as pastors, oh God, and ask you why, and are they questioning, God. We come against that spirit that caused men and women to question, Lord God, you as, Lord God, as the head of their household, Lord God, oh Father, that why their children die. We come against everything the enemy, Lord God, is sending out to make you, Lord God, a non-compassionate God. And then, Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we charge the angels that are assigned to these parents, oh God, that they may minister love, peace, and good remembrance in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Lawson. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for taking time. I know you got a prayer breakfast to go to as well this morning. We thank God for you.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. Well, going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins this morning. So I thank God for her and her family. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins, a mighty woman of God that lives in Paducah, Kentucky, who is, oh God, the pastor at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bless her and her husband, her family. In the name of Jesus, you know the responsibilities that she has as a pastor of the body of Christ, a church in Paducah, Kentucky. Meet every need, oh God, even as they're having a prayer breakfast this morning. We're thanking you for leading and guiding them by your Holy Spirit, oh God. We're thanking you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do this morning. Oh, God, at that prayer breakfast, let change come in the lives of the people, oh, God. We thank you this morning for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do on their behalf. And, Lord, I thank you for each and every person that's on this morning. I thank you for the elderly. I thank you for the youth, the children. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for Bible Storyland. I lift up Jackie Travis and her family. I pray, Lord God, a hedge of protection around her and her two daughters, her grandbaby Ava, even as she has a ministry with senior citizens, oh God. Oh God, going to their homes and taking care of them. I ask you to bless them, oh God. In the name of Jesus and Father, we thank you, Lord God, for preserving our children unto you. Oh God, we're thanking you for the safety and the protection of all of our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're thanking you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. I lift up Mother Ludell this morning. Oh, God, you know Mother Ludell. You know everything that she's going through in her knees and even in her throat area. Heal, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for everything that you're doing for Mother Ludell, Mother Fanny. Oh, God, the seniors who are on Bible Storyland weekly, Lord, protect them. Oh, God, guide them. You promised never to leave them. You said when you are We are old and gray. You will not leave nor forsake us, O God. So, Father, we thank you this morning for everything that you've done on Bible Storyland. We thank you for the songs of praise. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the scriptures that were read. We thank you for the children especially, Lord, that they take time out, O God, to honor you, to praise you, to bless you, O God. Bless the children, O God, with many, many blessings, O God. In the name of Jesus, protect them from seen and unseen dangers, O God. Give them direction, guidance, O God. I thank you for their parents, training them up in the way that they should go. So when they are old, they won't depart from the faith, O God. They'll be rooted, grounded in the faith, O God. In the name of Jesus, and their children and their children's children will be rooted and grounded in the faith. They'll pass the word on to every generation, O God. So, Father, we thank you for Bible Storyland this morning. We thank you for what you're doing on Bible Storyland. We thank you for each and every person who came on. We thank you for blessing us in safety, peace, and protection. And most of all, giving us guidance, giving us direction. Oh, God, we need guidance like never before. We don't know the way, but we know that you are the way maker, oh, God. Visit the children and their families in every continent, Lord. Keep them safe, oh, God. Lord, many children, oh, God, are enslaved in all kinds of things, oh, God. We ask you to set them free. Save them from this untoward generation, oh, God. Let not our children, oh, God, be gunned down in the street. Let them not die by violence in the name of Jesus. I lift up our children, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you for protecting our children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for protecting our children from seen and unseen dangers, oh, God. I thank you for everything that you're doing on behalf of the children, especially in America, Lord God. Oh, God, keep them from incidents and accidents and mishaps, and even as they go to school, protect them. Protect them from those territorial demons that's assigned to their schools. We cut it off at the root in Jesus' name. We decree and declare our children shall be taught of you at an early age, and grace shall be their peace. Save our children, Lord. Every time we turn on the news, every time we hear something that's about our children getting killed, we want them to live, oh, God. Save them, oh, God. Every generational curse is coming against our children. We cut it off, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for saving our children from destruction, oh, God. We're your people called by your name. We're turning from our wicked ways. We're asking you to heal our land, oh, God. Our land is where our children live. We're asking you that they be safe, that they be protected, that they be under the shadow of your almighty wings, oh, God. Protect them, oh, God. Oh, God, help our children, oh, God. Help our children to be safe, oh, God. Help our children to be protected, oh, God. Let the parents supervise the children even closer, oh, God. And, Lord, we have many children that are in college or college age. Many of them, they're grown. Many of them are away from home. Protect them. Let them make wise choices, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them live and not die, oh, God. Protect them, oh, God. Oh, God, help our children, oh, God. Help our children to live, oh, God. Help our children in the places where they are. Protect them. Oh, God, help them to watch in their environment, oh, God, to be careful where they're going. To be careful who they choose for their friends, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you today for everything you're doing on behalf of the children. Protect our children, oh, God. We need our children, oh, God. They're our heritage, oh, God. Protect them. Guide them. Direct them, oh, God, from seen and unseen dangers, oh, God. Let not another child be lost. Let them not be gunned down in the street. Let them not be taken out by drugs or evil things that lurk in the dark. Protect them, oh, God. We trust in you. Lord, you are, oh, God, never slumber do you sleep. So protect our children, oh, God. Your eyes can protect them everywhere they go, all of their lives, oh, God. Forgive us, Lord God, for any neglect that we've done to our children. And, Lord, as Bible Storyland is about to close, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to continually walk with our children daily and us. Talk with us daily and us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are grateful that you chose us to be your very elect children in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for Bible Storyland family, those people who come on weekly, oh God, to honor you, to bless you, oh God. And we are thanking you right now for Bible Storyland in the name of Jesus. Does anyone have any announcements they want to make before we close out? Well, I thank God for each of you all. I love each of you all. I bless you this morning. I say to you, oh, we will not be on next Saturday, but we'll be back again in February, the second Saturday in February, the 8th of February. So we look forward to you joining us on Bible Storyland at that time. I love you. God loves you so much. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, praise the Lord continually. Give him praise. Give him honor. Lift up the name of Jesus. He's a mighty king, a holy king. He's the one that came and died for you and for you and for me and for us. He gave his only life in obedience to his Father. So I love you all, and I'll talk to you all soon.
All right.
God bless you.